Over the last couple of weeks, we've spent a lot of time talking about plans by some of the people in elective office to set loose convicted criminals on the public. And I know that sounds like a crazy idea, but it was thought up by a couple of crazy politicians. One of them, Governor Kate Brown of Oregon, has been talking, and she was talking about releasing as many as 3,400 convicted criminals on the unsuspecting, law-abiding general public. Another one, and she backed down yesterday. After 2 weeks of public pressure, she finally backed down. Well, the other politician who's still at it is Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State. So I thought I'd talk to the pride of the Spokane Valley, Washington State Senator Mike Padden, and see what he says we can do about Jay's crazy plan to set criminals loose on the public. Senator, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Lars.
So tell me this. Is there any sense to Jay Inslee's plan to say we're worried about prison inmates getting coronavirus, or China virus, as I like to call it, and so we want to set them loose early, as many as 1,000 of them, and they'll be turned loose into an environment where the police in most communities are being told, don't arrest anybody you don't absolutely have to arrest. The courts are somewhat shut down right now, and people are not being sent back to prison on parole violations. So it's kind of free reign for the criminals out there. But is there anything about Jay Inslee's plan that makes sense?
None that I can see, Lars. It's completely illogical. The safest place for these offenders, and there's only 8 right now out of 18,000 that have been tested positive for the virus, but the safest place is in the prison system, and that's what the Department of Corrections was looking at before this lawsuit and the governor's response on Monday. So they have, they could put portables, secure portables, secure RVs on the grounds. We also have a facility in Chehalis, Washington, Maple Lane that could be used. And there's a facility in Yakima if they needed it. So they don't have to release this. The court did not order them to release the inmates, but that is their plan. They are getting some pushback. I just found out, Lars, a little while ago that 4 groups are filing briefs with the court tomorrow against some of this plan, and that's the prosecutors, law enforcement, the county association, and a victims group. So one of the most egregious parts of this was Monday at the press conference. The governor stated, we do not have time to notify the victims. Well, we have a constitutional amendment, Lars, that was passed in 1989 with 78% of the vote, indicating that there is a constitutional right. So the governor does not have authority to do that. And there's significant pushback. Our Senate Republican caucus and our one Democrat ally, Senator Sheldon, are pretty united in opposing this.
Well, tell me this, Senator. One of the questions I'd love to get, because I never get Jay Inslee on the show. He's never agreed to come on, just like Kate Brown has never agreed to come on. But I would love to ask him this question, and maybe you can get the information from Department of Corrections that also won't talk. Are they doing everything within the system they have that's possible to minimize the chance of it getting in? Number one, cut off almost all outside contact with the world. In other words, visits have to be done electronically or not at all. No in-person visits at all. Number two, have they staggered meal times? So you don't have, and I know it's probably more convenient for the institution to put all the inmates in one big room and feed them meals at the same time. But if you staggered those meal times, yes, it's less convenient, might incur some overtime, but would it make it less likely that 2 inmates sitting across the table from each other, one coughs and all of a sudden the other one has coronavirus? And then other things that I can't even think of within the prison's operations to keep inmates apart if they're given yard time. And I know they have had yard time. I've been in most of the prisons in Oregon and Washington. I've been in Walla Walla. I've been in Monroe. I've been in the big house in Salem. I've been to the state corrections institution out of state and others. So I've been in these places. When they have yard time, you say you're going to have to stay separated. Have they done all the things they could do within the institution to make sure that the virus is the least likely to get in, or if it does get in, to spread?
Yeah, well, to their credit, they have done a lot of the things you said, Lars. I don't know about the staggering the meals, but they are have the social distancing protocols. They are screening for temperature. They've put in additional cleaning and sanitizing. They've suspended visitation and volunteer programs, and they've limited face-to-face interactions with folks that are on the community supervision. So they've done some of this, and like I said, there's only eight, and they're all up in Monroe that have tested positive for the virus.
And if you take those eight, and I assume they've been segregated away from the rest of the population, that you should be able to contain it pretty readily. It sounds like they've got a lower rate of coronavirus infection in the prison than we do perhaps out here in the states of Oregon and Washington.
Well, that's right. And then where are they going to release them? Where are they going to go? Some of these people, they have no plan. Some of the people, the plan is to go to a homeless shelter. And also, of course, this group is probably the least likely to follow the stay home, stay safe orders of the governor. So it makes no sense. Plus, when they're out, a third of these will actually be convicted of new felonies within 3 years, according to the current statistics. So more crime, and as you've probably know, with all these businesses being shut down, the burglaries and robberies are going up dramatically because it's an opportunity. Also, with all these people wearing masks, the criminal can wear a mask and be less likely to be detected.
You're right. Hey, Senator, real quick, in the last minute we've got, yesterday and today we've talked about the fact that Jay Inslee's order apparently says you can't buy a car in Washington State unless you're an essential employee and you have only... It just sounds like a crazy order. Why wouldn't we let the car dealerships continue to operate if they operate in a way that's safe for coronavirus?
Well, absolutely. And it's not just the car dealers. It's residential and commercial construction. And I think we're the only state that won't allow you to go fishing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's crazy.
I mean, and people guard their fishing places. They don't want a lot of people with them fishing.
No, and in fact, Senator, doesn't fishing sound like the ultimate definition of a solitary distance for most people? I realize charters don't fit within
that.
But listen, Senator Mike Patton serves the Spokane Valley, and we very much appreciate him coming on the program, talking about Jay Inslee's plan, still active, to perhaps release 1,000 convicted criminals back onto the streets of the Evergreen State.